Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in Hotep, everybody, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network blog, talk, radio show, and podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and I'm going to be your host on this November the 4th, 2020. We're broadcasting once again live from Henrico, Virginia. It is 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Wednesday. Wednesday's topic is Wednesday's Why. And they say the two greatest days are when you're born and when you discover your purpose. And so that is what we're going to be talking about today, your purpose, and something that you need to ask yourself. What is your purpose? You know, why you came here? Why did you choose to be here in these days and times on this planet? You know, we're going through quite a bit right now with the COVID-19, the presidential election, state elections, local elections, selections of the between the two different so-called different political parties that are basically the different sides of the same coin. You know, both of them are about profit over the people, basically. Profit over the people on the planet, war and more war based on the system that we're under. I can't remember at one point in time in the history of the United States of America that this country has not been in war. You know, I've never been a violent person, never really have been, never liked violence. And so war is something that I really feel that we don't really need. We should have evolved as human beings beyond having battles to the death of human beings over basically the earth, you know, who controls this part of the planet, who controls what's going on. That's basically what the wars are basically about, the resources of the planet that belong to all of us. You know, no one particular group of people should control the resources that we all need to survive and thrive and strive in this hemisphere at this point in time. So what I want to talk about for me specifically is that I really would like to end this war that's going on. As far as I know, the longest war that this country has been in. And it's the war on the black family. You know, the black family has been under attack ever since the European came to Africa and took our people, prisoners of war, and transported them over to this Western Hemisphere. I know some people may watch this or listen to this and say, well, we were already here. Some people don't even believe that the transatlantic captivity and kidnapping of our ancestors took place, you know, because for some reason they are in denial, you know. And my thing is, if that's the case, what happened? Why did you let somebody come here and take the land from you and enslave your people in this hemisphere and have a genocide of hundreds of thousands of other indigenous people on this planet? And then put people on concentration camps that they call reservations in their own land. What happened? Why weren't you strong enough to fight off this invasion that came here and took over the planet, this part of the planet? So the war on the black family, you know, there's a meme going around that 1960s here in the United States, the typical black family was a two-parent, male and female household. Today in 2020, the typical black family is a single black woman raising her children alone. And so what happened is what the meme is asking. What happened? Well, let me tell you what I believe happened. There was a civil rights movement that took place in the 60s, you know, led by Martin Luther King. And he got assassinated by this government, you know, you can believe it or not, but yes, this government has not only assassinated him, but many other progressive Africans at home and abroad who wanted to fight for equality, for freedom, for justice for our people at home and abroad. And so the Black Power Movement took place. I can remember in the 70s when we was at the Afros and Dashiki, we were proud to be black, you know. But so they came up with this Vietnam War. You know, the Vietnam War, another war that this country created based on lies, so they can get the brothers and sisters out of the inner city, because we were tired. We're tired of police brutality, tired of being railroaded through a court system, tired of what we call substandard education, tired of poor housing, poor health care. We were just tired of being treated as less than here in this country and all over the planet. You know, black people were rising. So Richard Nixon came up with the, you know, well, he didn't come up with the war, but he escalated it, you know. It kept on going, Cambodian bombing this, and then he came up with the war on drugs that directly affected the black family and the progressive anti-war movement. And that started in 1968, war on drugs. When his chief of staff said that, you know, that they knew that drugs wasn't the problem, but they couldn't just criminalize an anti-war group and poor and black people just because of who they are, but they could criminalize their common pleasure and then target that group of people to disrupt them, to incarcerate them, to invade their homes and confiscate their things and put them in prison. We have political prisoners in prison right now, and we have some in exile right now because of what took place in the 1960s and on until the 70s and 80s. You know, there was this thing called the COINTELPRO, where they infiltrated black organizations and progressive organizations who were fighting for equality. So now, here we are in 2020, and it's a repeat of the same old, same old. We have people in the street protesting. It's not only just affecting the African population here in the United States. It's affecting all the people here in the United States. You know, the police are still randomly killing unarmed black people in the street. And a lot of people think that the protests are about that. That's not really the main thrust of all these people, all nationalities, different classes out in the streets protesting and marching. People are just tired of a system that doesn't care, a system that's designed for us to financially fail. You know, there's a thing called inflation that's been robbing us of our wealth. We work for more hours. We work harder, but we earn less because the prices of goods and services continue to rise because the value of the dollar continues to lose its value. And so our cash doesn't go as far as it once did. So a lot of people have to work a job and a half just to try to make ends meet, not able to even save for a rainy or a sunny day. So what we have here is an opportunity for you to take control of your family's financial future. Nixon not only started the war on drugs that has devastated the black family, and every president following him has escalated the war, but he also temporarily suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold for which rapidly increased inflation of the dollar's buying power. At one point in time, $645 in 1920 can get you a brand new vehicle or a kilogram of gold. Today, a brand new vehicle costs you about $40,000. But that same kilogram of gold will get you a brand new car and you have several thousand dollars left over. So what we want you to do is understand that gold is what you need to be saving. Group economics is what we need to be practicing. You know, we owe each other this. This is called internal reparations. This is an opportunity for us to do for ourselves what we can do for ourselves and not have to depend on the government, because the government doesn't care. And this is not for everybody. And it's not about race or creed or anything like that. This is for all people, but it's not for everybody. This is for those people who want more out of life than being born, working a job, paying bills, going on a two-week vacation, and staying in debt to the day they die. This is for people who want freedom, who believe in freedom, and who want to help other people get free. I know a lot of people think they're free, but if you have to leave your house 4 or 5 days a week to go make a living for somebody else, you're not free. And if you don't believe me, stay home for those 3 or 4 days. And I bet you will be free, because you'll be fired. You see, there's no such thing as a guaranteed job. The average time on a job now is about 4.5 years. Without benefits, without a pension, times have changed. So most of us need to be looking at ways to supplement our income. If we have one. You know, at one point in time, a third job or source of income, you know, wasn't necessary for a certain group of people. But today, it's necessary for everybody who's working a 9-to-5 W-2 worker, because you're being overtaxed, you know, and you're being underpaid. A lot of us are living off of credit cards, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. We have a solution, and there's a link here. And what we want to do is just teach you the power of saving in gold to get you free and practicing group economics. There's more to it than what we do here at FreeBay, which is the name of the company. We operate in 140 countries. And you can start saving and opening up your account for free. It doesn't cost you anything to open the account. The only thing that's stopping you from opening it up is you and your mindset, the limitations that you put on your own self to do what you can do. So, with that being said, we also have the academy to teach you the entrepreneur skills and mindset that you need to become successful, not only in business, but in life. We also have the crypto academy to teach you about the new money that's blockchain, cryptocurrency. It's the future of money. We've combined the two, old money and new money. God's money and the people's money together with a wealth-building system that's guaranteed to help you live the life of abundance that we all deserve and to help others along the way. It's real simple to do. All we do is save a lot of gold, and we tell a lot of people, and we all make a lot of money, so we all win. We take that cash that we earn and we redistribute it among ourselves in real money gold to protect our buying power and to build generational wealth, which is the missing ingredients among the black / African, whatever you want to call yourself, family, and a lot of family, not just ours. But we want to end this war on the black family, this war on the planet, this war on the people, that the system of imperialism and capitalism continues to perpetrate for decades and centuries on all the people in the planet. It's time for a new day, people. You know, it's time to wake up. It's time to get busy. My name is Kwame Benton. I want to thank you for your time. If you got some value out of this, please like and share and follow us here. We'll be uploading this on YouTube also. So be safe, peace, power, and love.